Women in IT. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. According to Cindy Reimenschneider, professor of information systems, there are a number of reasons that make it challenging for women in IT today. Barriers stem from the fact that so few women are in the higher levels of organizations to begin with.
They do not get mentoring by other women, or whether that happens to be mentoring about their career. The other aspect of mentoring is called psychosocial mentoring, about how things are done here. There are different ways that I relate to other women versus how I relate to other men in the workplace.
The next reason is really a catch-22. On one hand, a main attraction to information technology is that it's always evolving. But on the other hand, always having to learn something new can be a challenge. The pace with which things change can make it difficult to keep up with new technology and software. And while the responsibility of caring for children or elderly parents is often shared between spouses today, according to Reimenschneider, the way work-family balance is viewed is still gender-biased.
One of the still negatives about it is when the men are the ones that stay home with their kids or go to the teacher's conference at school, they get kudos at work for doing that. Look at that dad. You know, man, he's doing a great job. When the women do it, it's looked at negatively. Well, she's got to miss work again because she's got to stay home with those sick kids.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.